The Burt Show.
There are some times where you will look at it like a movie trailer, movie commercial, and you can tell that they're reaching for comedy. Like for 90 minutes, it's not going to be that good.
Okay.
The trailer for Date Night is hilarious. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a good movie.
Okay, walk me through this again.
Hon.
Honey, if I'm going to get whacked off, I at least deserve to understand why it's happening. What are you smiling about?
No, you're very sweet. We're not going, hon, we're not going to get whacked off.
I think we are.
I don't think we are.
Oh, whacked off. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good movie this weekend.
Yes.
Steve Carell and Tina Fey in Date Night, and this is Steve Carell with The Burt Show.
Hello.
How are you today, sir?
Hi.
How are you, man?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. You kind of rocked my world about 2 minutes ago, though, and you didn't even know it.
How did I do that?
I'm on the phone with my wife, and we're talking about kids stuff and family stuff. And I say, "Oh, I got to get in the studio. We're going to be talking to Steve Carell in a couple of seconds." And she says, "Well, while you have him on the phone, I just want you to let him know that you are on her top three lists, her Hump Island lists." Now, do you know what that is?
That is that. Boy, she has set the bar low for herself.
No, well, you haven't seen me, so you have absolutely no idea how low it really is. You are a big old upgrade. Now, you know what the Hump Island list is, right?
I can sort of put that together.
So it means, so if you're ever in Atlanta and you run into my wife and you guys look in each other's eyes and for whatever reason you decide to, cheat on your wife— my wife is available. You guys can do that, and there are no repercussions on my side whatsoever.
Yeah, he has to give her the hall pass.
Very, very modern of you.
I'm a very liberal thinker, so just in case it does happen, I just want to let you I just ask you to be gentle with her.
Okay.
And please don't show her anything too freaky because it's just the basics for me, pretty much.
Could not be a weirder conversation we're having.
It's Steve Carell.
Oh, incidentally, who are your top three Hump Island visitations?
Let's see.
Well, he doesn't want to admit this, but you're one of them.
Oh, I'm on your list as well.
No, actually, but your wife is. So this is all going to work. This is going to work out great. I'd say that's what's that girl's name from the '70s show, the dark skinned Cunis?
Oh,
Mila.
She is in Date Night.
Yes, she is in Date Night.
Yeah, she's very, very pretty.
She is probably number one on the list right now. Was she cool, or does she have a real attitude?
Extremely cool, really funny. I thought she was great, and that is one of my favorite scenes in the movie. She's hilarious.
Now she's in there with that Franco dude too, right?
James Franco. She and James Franco have this scene as sort of low life drug dealers that is really good.
Well, will you the next time you see her? Because I'm sure you guys will be doing some promotional stuff. Tell her that there's a DJ in Atlanta that is a shorter, uglier version of you. That if we ever meet, we are definitely going at it.
Fantastic.
Okay.
I'm going to bring up when I see her.
Steve, I've got to ask you about working with Tina Fey. I'm such a huge fan of both of you, and to have you both in the same movie is like unbelievable. Tell me about working with her.
Could not be a nicer person. She, you know, she's obviously very pretty and very intelligent, extremely funny, but really sweet. And I didn't know her very well at all. We'd met a few times before, but this is the first time we'd worked together. She couldn't have been nicer.
Who ends up putting the two of you guys together in a movie? Because I know once I heard that Tina Fey and Steve Carell were going to be doing a movie together, it just seemed, I started laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, I just knew it was going to work, you know?
Well, we had a good time. Sean Levy, the director, called both of us, and then we called each other, and we each of us said, hey, I'll do it if you do it, and then we jumped on board. So, yeah, it worked out quite well. We got along great, have become very good friends. So I think it was a good pairing.
Is there sort of a dream team of actors that you always like to work with? And who are they?
Boy, you know what? I would have to put Tina on that list. The guys from Anchorman, they were really fun. and they have remained good friends. And I'm actually doing another movie with Paul Rudd in a few months. You know what? I'm always surprised by, you know, how much fun it is to work with different people. You know, I I've been really lucky to work with some great people. So I don't know if I could actually make a list, but there haven't really been any bad apples.
You know, Steve, I think I read yesterday that you've been married for 15 years.
That's right.
And I've been married for 13, and I'm just curious. Does your wife still think you're funny?
I think so. Yeah. I think she's hilarious too. She actually reminds me a lot of Tina in that she's very pretty and she's very funny and she's very intelligent. And I hope she still thinks I am. I think she does.
I think, and this, you know, doesn't have anything to do with you, Steve, but I think we're touching a nerve with Bert. Does your wife think you're still funny, Bert? Or
No.
Over?
That's why I was asking. Yeah. Like, I'll tell some of the same stories in different groups, and I can see the eyes start to roll. Where years ago, she used to laugh at those stories, and now she's like, I heard that.
Well, you have to come up with some new personal experiences.
That's it.
Well, I think this gets back to the Hump Island thing.
it all comes back to Hump Island. All roads point to Hump Island.
Obviously, a lot of pride in the success of The Office, but I would imagine the line, that's what she said, at some point makes you want to kill yourself.
I don't say it anymore. And it's funny because when we were shooting, Sean Levy, the director, and Tina used to have competitions to come up with the better that's what she said.
Yeah.
And Tina invariably won. She was very, very good at it.
And that's not, I wasn't talking as much about your delivery as, just standing in line at a Burger King or something and having somebody come up, you know, and have it be completely, you know, I'll have a Whopper and a small fries and have the person go, that's what she said.
Yeah, well, you know what? It doesn't, people use it when it doesn't even make sense.
Right.
Like a hamburger, that's what she said. What? That doesn't make sense. There's no joke there.
That sentence, though, really has allowed millions of unfunny people to at least let their friends think that they're funny. Because more often than not, you can...
Well, if we have accomplished just that, then I feel like, you know, our job is done.
Staying on The Office, Jenna Fischer is here filming a movie here in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
What would be a good... Because I would like to be her friend. I'd like to be your friend. I'd like to be Rainn Wilson's friend. I'd like to be friends with everyone on The Office.
Well, that just sounds sad to me, but go on.
So if I see Jenna out and about, what would be a good, like, opening line that would make her say, that guy is cool?
Well, you say, hey, Jenna, that's what she said. Love it. She would love you for that.
Steve Carell joining the Bert Show this morning on Q100. There's got to be some weeks when you are shooting The Office where you feel like there's a difference between a show that has some funny scenes in it and an entire funny show. Do you know while you're shooting those what the difference is?
Yeah, generally you can. I mean, like any other show, and we've just finished season 6, you know, there are definitely shows that we do a table read and we think, oh my God, like every scene, every line just sort of crushes. And other shows that are a little, you know, not as funny, but they might be there to serve a different purpose. You know, they may be more plot-driven, more story-driven and not... You know, and actually have some sort of touching emotional moments that aren't as funny necessarily, but just kind of serve a different purpose. But you can generally tell, yeah.
And when you were shooting the new movie, do you get that kind of sense? Like, this is not just a movie that's going to have a couple of really funny scenes in it. This is going to be labeled as a funny movie.
I think so, yeah. I mean, every day, you can kind of tell when you walk away at the end of the day and you think, man, there was some really good stuff that came out of today. And especially... You know, when Tina and I started to improvise, she is so good. She can have 5 or 6, 10 different takes on a line, and each one is funnier than the next. So I think she supplied a lot of that.
So how does this get to work, though? So do you and Tina sit down in a screening room somewhere and actually watch the movie together before the public sees it, or have you even seen it yet? Will you see it for the first time when everybody else sees it?
No, I saw it. I saw it a couple of months ago, and just my wife and I and the director sat down and saw it in a screening room at Fox. And then I saw it once with like a test audience after that. And so those are the only 2 times that I'd seen it.
Have there been other movies where you're in the same scenario and you're really expecting it to be a great movie and you realize in that screening room that, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
It's probably the test audience.
No, honestly, the opposite has happened. Like, when we did 40-Year-Old Virgin,
mm-hmm.
We didn't know. We didn't know how it was going to play. We weren't sure. We thought it was funny, you know, basically what we shot. And, you know, Judd and I had written a thing. But then we went to the first preview with an audience, and it rocked. It was so surprising to us that what we had found funny, other people actually did as well. So sort of the opposite happened, which was great. Great when that happens.
Well, good luck with date night. This thing's going to be number one, and congratulations. And the next time you go to Atlanta, just know that you got a sure thing if you want it with with my wife.
So excited. I you know what? I'm flying back to L.A. today, but I will make a stopover.
Hey, Steve, thanks a lot.
That's what she said.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.